Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's hump day, right, man? Hump day?
As far as I can tell, it is.
How you doing? You look kind of handsome and sexy there, Fancy Brad.
I feel handsome and sexy. I got myself put on camera today. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Big casting call. For those that don't know, my very talented friend, Brian Kelly, occasionally, not as often as it should happen, but I've seen you in Shameless. I've seen you in what? Chicago Fire, Chicago Cop, anything with Chicago in the name. You've probably been on the script at least once.
Yeah, I find my way into a couple things here and there, get a line here and there, get a mention and stuff. I look back and I realize I've been doing this, and I've been in this industry for 20 years. And today I went to PR casting, shout out to you guys, and I got to talk to a buddy of mine who I auditioned with pretty much my first year about 20 years ago. So it was a nice shout out. It was a nice go back in time for me. Plus, I think I did a pretty good job, so all right.
Well, break a leg, big fella. Let's see if we can break a leg here on this big radio show. We got Evan here in Madison, lightly screening the calls. He's wearing a hoodie. You know, if you wore a nice collared shirt like Fancy Brian and, you know, pastel under t-shirt, well, then I'd describe you as sexy. But Evan will be sexy on the phones taking your calls, 844-967-2789. Also, Fancy Brian, I don't know if you know, Dr. Harvey K. I called him today. I said, Harvey, can you be a co-devil for me for a while in the 3 o'clock hour? He said, well, why'd it take you so long to ask? Apparently, Harvey's been waiting patiently by the phone, waiting for this big phone call. Harvey K. is going to answer a very important question, I hope. Can democracy be saved? Can democracy be saved?
In theory, yes.
I hope the answer is not a one-word no. It'll be a short interview. No, I've given up. I quit.
See you, bye.
I suspect the passion, fire in his belly, Harvey K. will have some solution, some salvation for democracy. And if he won't, me and Fancy will come up with something. So anyways, there's that. He joins us in, you know, just a little while. But today, big vote going on in the Senate to codify Roe v. Wade. And of course, the will of the people being done by the U.S. Senate today, because there's the specter of Roe v. Wade being overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. Despite, if you believe the polling, and I do, what the majority of Americans might want to have for, you know, let's call it abortion policy. But this ain't going to work. And this will not lead to the codification of Roe v. Wade. And if I left you with any false impression, any false glimmer of hope, well, let me be the Dominic-style bubble burster. It ain't going to happen. And, you know, how do I know it's not going to happen? Because the Democrats can't even hold their own caucus together. Fancy Brian, I think we're going to start with Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin, West Virginia's own. And my understanding is Joe is a no. And therefore, you know, Democrats and women and the entire country, we cannot have nice things. Play the Joe No Manchin.
The bill we have today to vote on, the Women's Health Protection Act, and I respect people who support, but no, make no mistake, it is not Roe v. Wade codification. It's an expansion. It wipes 500 state laws off the books. It expands abortion. And with that, that's not where we are today. We should not be dividing this country further than we're already divided. And it's really the politics of Congress that's dividing the country. It's not the people. They're telling us what they want. And it's just disappointing that we're going to be voting on a piece of legislation, which I will not vote for today.
So if you believe Joe Manchin, I'm not clear if I do, but Joe Manchin describes this Democrat-authored bill as an expansion of abortion. And, you know, he wasn't the only Democratic holdout. Until recently, there was one more. Let me read just a little bit of the reporting here on this topic. Manchin to oppose Democratic bill guaranteeing abortion access. Joe Manchin today said he would oppose the Democratic bill. You just heard him. Manchin's decision, which had been he had kept a tight lid on all week, means the bill will fall short of even getting 50 votes in the Senate, where it would be opposed by all Republicans. We're going to be voting for a piece of legislation that I will not be voting for today. But here's a little more clarification. Before you crucify the man, let me read a little beyond. But I would vote for Roe v. Wade codification if it was today. I was hopeful for that. But I found out yesterday in caucus that that wasn't going to be. Manchin was the only Democrat who voted against the bill earlier this year. But Wednesday, the vote comes in the wake of leaked Supreme Court's draft bill that, you know, is going to strike down Roe v. Wade. And the draft decision has supercharged the fight over abortion on Capitol Hill, with Democrats pledging to use it as a key midterm issue. Now, Bob Casey had to be brought into the fold, the senator from Pennsylvania. Well, here is what was included in the bill. And if you're trying to bring some, you know, moderate Susan Collins sort of Republicans along, here are a few things that needed to be excluded. They removed a non-binding finding section that, among other provisions, referred to restrictions on abortion as perpetuating white supremacy and called them a tool of gender opposition. Oppression. Similar but different words. So maybe there's some language in this bill that is objectionable to Joe Manchin. Maybe we could take him at his word that if it was simply a vote to codify Roe v. Wade, that he would be on board. But let's hear how Chuck Schumer, the minority leader, apparently Chuck does not have the vote. So why are you bringing this vote, Chuck? I would wonder. Mitch McConnell would never do that. Let's play it for the people. Cut 20.
It's time to go on record. I ask my colleagues to think carefully about their vote and to reckon deeply about the consequences of a world where Roe is a thing of the past.
No, strong words. I believe them, Chuck. But let's play. Let's just jump around here a little bit. Play with me, Fancy. Senator McConnell, Mitch McConnell, from Kentucky. Cut number 10, please.
Our Democrat colleagues want to vote for abortion on demand through all 9 months. Until a moment before the baby is born, a failed show vote that will only prove their own extremism.
Do you see how this is playing? And you can say, well, of course, Mitch McConnell is going to cast it that way. It only took CJ was already calling in with these very same talking points yesterday. And he's not exactly the personification of all things conservative and evil, but he's, you know, conservative and evil adjacent, let's just say. So it is a show vote because you don't have the votes to even bring cloture. And if you had the political will amongst the Democratic caucus, well, you could throw out the filibuster on this issue, right? Right? Because that's really up to the chamber. And you would have the votes to throw it out. But not without Manchin. So this show vote, 49 to 51, maybe 48 to 52, to put Republicans and Joe Manchin apparently on the record to say, we ain't voting for that. We're not here to codify Roe v. Wade. And I get the political strategy here. They're extreme. Well, the extreme part's coming from the overturning of Roe v. Wade. I think there's time a little bit more. Let's play the majority leader, in this case, Chuck Schumer. Cut 21, please.
Before the day is over, every member of this body will make a choice. Vote to protect the fundamental rights of women across the country, or stand with five conservative justices ready to destroy these rights in one felled swoop.
More from Schumer. Cut 22, please, Fancy.
Few questions are more personal, more private, and more complicated than those involving a pregnancy. Few decisions should be more out of bounds to the whims and judgments of elected politicians.
Fancy, going to try to sneak in both 23 and 24 if there's time. Play 23.
Today's vote is one of the most consequential we will take in decades, because for the first time in 50 years, a conservative majority, an extreme majority on the Supreme Court, is on the brink of declaring that women do not have freedom over their own bodies.
And 24?
Our children will grow up in a world where they have fewer liberties than those who came before them. The United States, which has always aspired to expand freedoms, will take a shameful step backwards.
And there is a national ban. That's possible. Republicans are already talking about it. Cut 26.
Let that sink in, America. A national ban on abortion is the extreme of extremes, and it is now possible in a Republican Senate, according to Leader McConnell.
And the proportionate response, the outrage of the left, is a failed show vote to codify Roe v. Wade. Plus, apparently a little something extra. Abortion on demand, it's being described as. But why is it being described that way? Because Democrats don't want to lay a line in the sand and say, I'm for abortion with these limitations. Well, if you can't express the limitations, then you know, you're being disingenuous. And the passion on this issue. I mean, I've talked about this. I hope it's a galvanizing issue. I hope that Roe v. Wade, the prospect of it being overturned, I hope it's an inflection point for the electorate. But you know who's mostly fired up? Right now, it's the right. And of course, there are the pro-abortion, pro-women's choice people. Well, they're fired up too. But I'm not clear that this issue is moving the middle. Not yet. Dr. Harvey K joining us soon. You could be part of the big show. 844-967-2789. We'll come back. More opinions. More devil's advocates.
Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change.